Welcome to ABQ Connect, a full hour of special guests, hot topics, a Christian perspective on the news, and views of the day at 338-5790. So join us now for ABQ Connect.
Good day, and ABQ Connect right with you here Tuesday afternoon. Just a couple of months ago, we had an opportunity of chatting with Shanti Feldhahn, a marriage resource person, great writer, speaker. We had Jeff and Shanti in town here a couple of years ago, but major new developments in relationship issues right now, and let's bring in Shanti. How you doing, Shanti, down there in the Atlanta area, I believe?
I'm good, and yes, it is the Atlanta area.
And you've been down there for some time now with your husband, Jeff, right? Raising your family up.
Yep. Been here about 15 years, two kids. They're native Atlantans, even though we aren't.
Right. And how did you end up in Atlanta? Was that Jeff's job, a situation, or?
It was, yeah. We had been living in New York when we were newlyweds, and I loved it. I'm totally a New York girl at heart.
Okay.
But he's an attorney. And attorneys in New York have no life. So we transferred to Atlanta, and I'd been an analyst on Wall Street for a number of years, and I had no idea that, you know, transferring to Atlanta, God would use this skill set in a completely different way.
No doubt about it. And you got your life back there, too, so that's great, you know?
Yeah.
And he got his wife back and all
exactly.
That, you know? So, and you've been doing
exactly.
these looking at marriages, relationships, men's, women's issues for quite a while now, and we actually had you and Jeff out here. Are you guys still doing tag team teaching weekends a little bit too? Or
we are. We love doing the marriage conferences and marriage workshops and stuff, and it's really fun because, you know, we're both analytical background people, but we're not marriage therapists. We're not psychologists. It's just we stumbled over some stuff that really makes a difference in people's lives and have the analytical ability to sort of dig it out and investigate it. So we love sharing it with people because it's just, you know, we were just the average kind of semi-confused husband and wife just like everybody else.
Uh-huh.
Well, so it's been fun to see the transformation that comes from knowing some of this stuff.
Yeah, I think that's what makes your book so compelling, too, is the fact that you guys are just, you know, you got a regular relational spirit about how you write and relate to. But what's interesting is you really uncover, because you do your homework. Yeah, these are pretty scientific polls here that you take on how couples interact with each other.
Yeah, we're trying to dig out the surprises. You know, there's plenty of people that are the psychologists and are the PhD psychiatrists who can do much better job than we can do of trying to cover the waterfront of like everything you need to know about marriage or everything you need to know about handle conflict. Those kinds of things we'll let other people do. What we really feel called to do is dig out the stuff that makes a big difference if you just know it, and most of us tend not to know some of these little things. And so in order to do that, we need to prove it. And so that's where the analytical background and the research background comes in, where we do, in most cases, depending on the study, we'll do thousands of surveys in order to get a good nationally representative sample of people and to be able to say, you know what, this is true for, you know, for example, 75% of men, or, you know, right now, one of the latest research studies I did was on trying to dig out the secrets of the happiest couples and finding out that, oh my word, you know, 80% of these couples do this and nobody else does. Well, maybe we should move that direction and do some of those things. So it's all about trying to not have it be our opinion.
Right.
It really has to be scientifically proven. So that's what we've been aiming to do.
That's right. Now, less conjecture and more just really cold, hard, happy, healthy facts here is what we're doing, right? So
exactly.
Yeah, and this book came out, I'm thinking, within the last, year or so, the Surprising Secrets of Highly Happy Marriages. Then you've got a brand new one.
3 months ago.
Oh, okay. Now you got a new one, just kind of a follow-up on that, just coming out next week. which is going to debunk a whole bunch of myths about marriages.
Yeah, it turns out, and here's really the most amazing thing about this and why we did these two books together, is that the news really is that so many more marriages are happy and healthy and long.